excited. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And our guests this morning on Pep Talk are from Santa Rosa County, and they're the Hazardous Waste Department here. And they brought, you know, I always ask my guests, hey, you've got a song you want to hear? And Kelly brought in this song, Garbage Trucks. Now we've got your theme song. I'm loving it. Chad Nowling is here, as well as Kelly Hobbs. Welcome, guys. It's great to see you again.
Hey, if we're going to be here, might as well have a little fun.
That's right.
Exactly. I mean, if we could dance to that little tune and sing along, oh my goodness. What is that from, Kelly? You said Kelly found the song.
It is from a little kid's movie off Netflix called Garbage Trucks.
If you want to download this to your playlist, it's the Garbage Truck song. So we've got a theme. So tell us a little bit about all that you do with this department in Santa Rosa County.
We work for Santa Rosa County, and we help manage the Santa Rosa Central Landfill there in Milton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kelly works at the Scale House, and she's kind of the headquarters there at the entrance to the landfill. And I work out of the environmental office just down the road from there.
Well, it's just critical what you do, because these are the things that I don't think about until it's time to take the garbage out. So there is definitely the do's and don'ts that are out there. But you're here specifically to talk about hazardous waste and household hazardous waste today, because it looks like we've got some amnesty days coming up. So tell us a little bit about that, what you shouldn't be putting in the trash, and why these amnesty days are so important.
Well, we have an amnesty day scheduled at the South End Service Center. It's 5841 Gulf Breeze Parkway, and it's going to be on March 14th from 8 o'clock to 12 o'clock. And we hold those two events at the South End twice a year, usually in March and another one in October if each year, because in Milton we have the Central Landfill that has a household hazardous waste area there. Those residents in the South End of the county do not have that. So we hold those events to where anybody in the South End can bring those items twice a year if they choose to. And it's a free event. It's items like we've got, you know, oil filters, oil, gasoline, paint, any kind of pesticides, fluorescent bulbs. We take sharps. If you bring a sharps container to us full of sharps,
mm-hmm.
we will give you a free sharps
container
in exchange. And any kind of electronics, printers, flat
computers, okay.
All those types of things. And we hold those events over there just to, you know, we don't want those items in the landfill. And so we try to make it easy for the South End residents, and we hold those events twice a year.
Because I think some people think, oh, I'm throwing it out. And they don't really think it through, because there's definitely these things like an old DVD player or something like that. You don't want to throw that in the regular garbage pickup.
No, you want to put that to the side. You can either bring it to the Central Landfill, which is located in Milton on DeLisa Road, or you can save it for one of those two events that we hold over in the South End.
So if I have a bunch of stuff and I want to come to this amnesty day, what do I do? Do I drive through? Do I have to stop? Does somebody help? How does that all work?
You'll just drive through. We mm-hmm. have it set up. All the vendors come to that location. You get in line, 8 o'clock, they'll start taking people. It is a drive through, easy, you know, one way in, one way out. And we have people there to assist you unloading those items.
Because sometimes if I have tires or something, they might be too heavy for me to unload.
Correct. Yeah, we have people there to assist.
Yeah, there's no need to even get out of the vehicle.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay.
There'll be somebody there at the entrance. Okay. They'll ask you, what do you have? And then there'll be a little station set up. There'll be signs that'll say, like, you know, fluorescent bulbs mm-hmm. or, you know, paint or whatever. And then you'll know where to drop your stuff.
I see. Day. Okay. And so the event that's on March 14th is going to be at the South Santa Rosa Service Center. And that's kind of down the highway a little bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway.
It is. It's very close to the zoo. Mm-hmm. And I want to, we hold these events with the Tire Amnesty Day too. Now, the household hazardous waste event is going to be in the South End, Santa Rosa, you know, South End Service Center
uh-huh.
Over in Navarre.
Right.
And we will take up to 10 tires per person
wow.
per Santa Rosa County resident at that event and from 8 o'clock until 12.
Okay.
But we will be holding a Tire Amnesty Day event all day at the Central Landfill in Milton.
And do we have a date for that one yet?
It is going to be on the same day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, same day. We just have the tires you know, over at the Central Landfill in Milton.
Okay. And so with the tires, is there a cost to those tires to be dropping them off?
No, not at this event.
Not on Amnesty Day, yeah.
That's the word amnesty.
Yes. That's right.
Every other day, you know, they're $5 for a small truck or car tire, mm-hmm. and they're $15 for a larger truck tire. We don't take any kind of semi-truck tires or tractor tires, mm-hmm. but we do take small and larger truck tires at the Central Landfill for charge.
Right. Well, this is definitely a good reason to take advantage of this. Spring cleaning, it's time.
Yes.
Get that garage emptied out. Get those things that have been just sitting there and you don't know what to do with them. Get rid of them.
Yeah, get rid of those tires that are sitting around in the yard collecting mm-hmm. rainwater that breed those nasty things we call mosquitoes.
Yes, that's so true.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity to
now, this is specifically for Santa Rosa County residents, is that correct? Or can someone from Escambia County come as well?
It is.
It's for Santa Rosa County residents. Okay.
Yes.
Good to know. Okay, we're talking with Chad Noling and Kelly Hopps here, who is with the Hazardous Waste Department with Santa Rosa County. If you've got a question, please text it in at 850-437-1620. One of the things that I was thinking about, too, I had someone on the show yesterday. We were talking about car mechanics, one of our, you know, our car care show. Well, was thinking about that. When people do oil changes at home, they change out the antifreeze or any of those kinds of things, that's not supposed to go into your regular trash either, is it?
No, and we have in Milton at the Central Landfill, it's a free drop-off. We do have limits on those. I think it's 10 gallons per week.
Mm-hmm.
And then at this event, the South Santa Rosa Service Center, we will take those lubricants and gasoline and oil. We have antifreeze. All of those vendors are there. You can drop that stuff off, too.
Well, I have a friend they were talking about over the weekend. They had their pool covered, and they were talking about this coming week they're going to get the pool cleaned out. And I'm thinking, ooh, pool chemicals and all the cleaners and cleansers and things like that. That is something to make sure you get to the landfill. Not to the landfill, correct?
To the HHW area. Yeah. That's what that's there for.
No garbage. You don't want it to go in the garbage. You want to you put it aside, and then at one of those free events,
mm-hmm.
you can drop it off, or you could always drop it off at the Central Landfill in Milton. It's always a free drop-off in Milton.
Okay.
And we're there from Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Oh, someone just texted in. One of our listeners just checked in. What about household items like Windex and Fantastic Sprays, those empty bottles? Do those?
Any of those. Anything that you would have in your garage or up under your sink, you know, any kind of Pine Sol, cleaning chemicals, that goes right along with any, you know, you don't want to throw any of those liquids or chemicals in the garbage.
Oh, my goodness, I'm a little guilty there, I think.
Yeah.
I've never thought about it, really.
Yeah.
So that's really good to know.
And there is a list of items on our website. If you go to our website at santarosa.fl.gov, and you can go under our landfill tab
mm-hmm.
and go under household hazardous waste, there's a list of items that we take, you know, that you can bring in. There is a good list there.
Okay, great. And we have another question from one of our listeners. Can a free Sharps container be provided without a turn-in?
If you have got some Sharps that you want to dispose of, you can bring those, and we will give you a Sharps container to put those Sharps in,
mm-hmm.
and you can leave it with us. We just won't handle the Sharps. We will give you one to put those items in.
Okay.
And then you can lock it down, hand it back to us, and we will give you one to use for next time.
Somebody just checked in. What is a Sharps?
Yeah, for like diabetics. You have people that, you know.
For syringes.
Syringes.
Very good. Okay. We've got more questions rolling in, and we'll be back in just a minute. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We have our experts from Santa Rosa County Hazardous Waste Department can tell us all that we need to know about staying safe and how we can recycle. So we'll be back in a minute. 850-437-1620. If you've got a question, we'll be back in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our experts are here from Environmental Services for Santa Rosa County, talking about the Amnesty Days coming up, household hazardous waste. We had a question earlier about the Sharps and what that is, talking about recycling those. Kelly?
Yeah, Sharps are what I mean, like a syringe. You know, a lot of diabetics, they're on insulin, and they have to do those with a needle-type syringe.
Mm-hmm.
You would put those in a Sharps container, an approved Sharps container,
uh-huh.
and then you can bring that container to us, and we will swap it for an empty container.
I see.
We have a medical waste company that we pay each month that comes by and they pick those up.
So you don't want to be throwing your used syringes into the regular trash.
Absolutely not. You know, get you a Sharps container. And a lot of these, you have some self-injectable type syringes these days.
Yes.
That a lot of people are on for. You can put those in Sharps containers too. You don't want to throw anything like that in the garbage.
Okay. And Chad, you had a list of things you wanted to talk about too.
Yeah, as far as the HHW, the household hazardous waste items that we accept at the landfill, like Kelly mentioned earlier, we do this at the landfill Monday through Saturday, 7 to 5. The amnesty days to kind of move down to the, you know, the other end of the county and just have a special day to maybe save a drive for the citizens who live on that side of the county. But again, our HHW is open throughout the year, and it's a free drop-off. It's no cost to drop off these items, and I'll mention a few of the items that we take there. We get a lot of flat-screen TVs that come in.
Mm-hmm.
We accept those. We get a lot of fluorescent bulbs that come in. Kelly touched on earlier, you know, old motor oil, gasoline, you know, antifreeze. Now, there's limitations. I mean, we don't want you to roll up with a 55-gallon drum of old motor oil. But this is for residential purposes.
Okay.
So, you know, keep
not
that in mind.
Not necessarily commercial.
Correct. But as far as other items, we got, you know, household cleaners, old bleach cans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody mentioned Windex earlier. We accept those. We accept old propane tanks, fire extinguishers.
Oh, that's a good one.
If you've got some pesticides, herbicides, we accept those.
And I imagine a lot of people are doing their lawns now, getting ready for the spring.
Yeah. Yep. I ran into a gentleman last year at an event, and he had some old gasoline that had been sitting around in his garage for about 3 years, and he had no idea that our HHW facility was there. And he said, man, this is awesome. I'm going to swing by and drop that off.
You probably had it for hurricane season that never came.
and I would encourage people, you know, if you're going to make the drive, make it worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, get you a box and box up several items. You know, I'd hate for you to drive, you know, 20 minutes to drop off one bulb, you know.
Right, right.
But if you had a box that you had some old, you know, chemicals or cleaners in there,
mm-hmm.
you know, box them up and then swing by and make that trip worth it.
No, that makes a lot of sense. We had another question come in from one of our listeners. Can those plastic cleaning bottles that you keep around the house go in the recycle bin too?
I would say, you know, depending on the chemical, but something like a, you know, a Windex bottle, something like that that's going to be a household item, rinse it out. And you know, make sure that you don't have any chemical left in that container, and you should be able to put that in your...
But if it's full of chemical, then you need to bring it.
Correct. You can drop that off at the HHW center there at the central landfill, or save it for your South End Amnesty Day.
Okay. If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Chad and Kelly, who are with the Environmental Services Department for Santa Rosa County. A big Amnesty Day coming up Saturday, March 14th, 8 to 12 in the south end of the county. And where's that going to be located again? And just give everybody a little nudge. It's time to do a little spring cleaning. Get all those things out of your garage, out of the back of the trunk of your car.
Yes.
It's time.
The South End Service Center is located at 5841 Gulf Breeze Parkway. It's right next door to the zoo where you get your tags and stuff at the south end of the county. And we'll be there from 8 o'clock to 12 on March 14th.
Okay.
And if anybody has a question about some of the items that we went over, if you go on our website that, you know, Kelly mentioned earlier, santarosa.fl.gov, we have a brochure that covers all these items that we mentioned earlier, but it also covers what we charge per ton, whether it's class one waste, class three waste, yard waste, residential tires, large tires, special waste. All this information can be found on our website, and we got a brochure you can actually print out yourself if you'd like.
Okay, this is right on topic here. One of our listeners, and I'm gonna say, you know how you say I'm asking for a friend? So I'm not going to put this listener, who's a regular, by the way, under the spotlight here. But this person says, I'm a listener with above average intelligence, in parentheses, hopefully, LOL. but I can't find the amnesty info on the Santa Rosa County website. Can you please hold my hand to find it? So where do you, because it is a big website for the county, so
they
how do you get to this information?
They are not going to give you, there's not anything posted as per se as far as the Amnesty Day flyer on the website.
Okay.
But now if you go onto the social media page for Santa Rosa County Board of County Commissioners, the PIO department puts out that information. And they'll start putting it out pretty regular right now.
Is that the Santa Rosa County Facebook page or
yes.
social media page?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and they will. And there is a way, if you're interested, you can actually sign up for notifications from Santa Rosa County. You can go on the website and do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then anytime we have anything like this, you'll be notified.
So, you, Chad, you had mentioned there was a list that you could access of the items that are good for hazardous waste. So where would you find that?
You would go on that webpage I was talking about. And look, I'm guilty as anybody. I don't know. I don't know all the ins and outs for our webpage, but we have a search engine tool. So you
okay.
can type in landfill. I typed in recycling yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It pulled up our recycling page.
Okay. So put recycling or landfill
correct.
In the search engine, and that should bring up the page for you.
Correct.
Okay, great. That's very, very helpful. We're talking with Chad and Kelly with the Environmental Services Department with Santa Rosa County, talking about how you can be safe with your garbage and your trash and how to recycle. So if you've got a question, 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break with Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, talking with our friends with Santa Rosa County who work in the Environmental Department, taking care of us throughout the year. Big event, though, this in 2 weeks, Saturday, March 14th. Let's talk about that again in case somebody just joined us. This is a fantastic event.
We're going to have a Tire Amnesty Day located at the Central Landfill in Milton, Florida at 6337 DeLisa Road. We'll take up to 10 tires per Santa Rosa County resident, and it's going to be from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. that day. That same day, we are also hosting a Household Amnesty Day
So
event.
Hazardous waste.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
At the south end of the county. That's going to be at the 5841 Gulf Breeze Parkway. That will be from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. We will take those household hazardous items. You know, they're listed on our website. You've got oil, fluorescent bulbs, antifreeze, electronics, computers, flat screen TVs, paint. There's a lot. And we'll take up to 10 tires, too, at that event. That event's going to be from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., South End Service Center.
8 to noon on Saturday in 2 weeks. And then we had a question about the website. So just to be clear, and I didn't know this, but Santa Rosa County has its own website. But to keep up with everything, go to it's called PIO, but it's the Public Information Office.
Yeah, follow us on social media. We
mm-hmm.
we have various outlets that we, you know, post news, upcoming events.
Mm-hmm.
And so like this Amnesty Day that's coming up, this is a great way to find out what we've got upcoming, you know, where at, what time, all that. So our PIO group, they do a really good job about getting information out, especially when we got upcoming events. You'll be able to find us on social media.
Excellent.
Yeah, go under Facebook, and it'll be under Santa Rosa County Board of County Commissioners, and you can follow that page.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that comes up throughout the year, not just these Amnesty Day events, but anything associated, any kind of events with Santa Rosa County, you will see those on that Facebook website.
And I know from my own experience, it's especially helpful when we get into the, we won't use the real name, season coming up.
Exactly.
We don't say the H
yeah,
word.
Yeah, we're not going to say the H word.
Not going to say it, but that's very helpful to me because I do get the notifications from that during that time. So again, we're talking about this Amnesty Day coming up in just 2 weeks. So you've got 2 weeks to clean out, do a little spring cleaning, get all these things, and it's safety for you and your children and your pets. It's important.
Yeah, and for some reason you can't make our MC day. Keep in mind, we've got the HHW facility there that's Monday through Saturday throughout the year. It's a free drop-off, and that's what we're there for, to help our citizens.
Yeah, come see us.
So what is the most important thing you on your list when you see people bringing things in? Is there anything that stands out that you would really encourage people to bring?
I'll tell you what puts a smile on my face when people drop off stuff and they say, hey, thank y'all for being here. We appreciate the opportunity to drop this off. That makes us feel really good that, you know, we're doing what we need to do.
Well, it's very important because you don't want these things in the landfill, correct?
Correct.
So, okay, so when you're not doing this, how do we get in touch with you? if we ever had a question or something like that.
Yeah, find us on the web, and you can also call our environmental office at 850-981-7135, and we'll be able to try to tackle any question you may have for us.
Okay, one last time, the date and time and place for this Amnesty Day.
South End Service Center, March 14th from 8 to noon, and then we will have the Tire Amnesty Day at 6337 DeLisa Road. It's at the Central Landfill, and it'll be all day from 7 to 5.